The Rambam said it, Tahara, Mishnah Torah Tahara. Thank you. Okay, we have a small audience today. Our English contingent isn't here. Our people who wake up late aren't here. Rambam begins, Hilchos Matami Mishkav Moshav. Hazov, Vahazova, Vahanida, Vahyoledes, Kolecha Me'arbo, Olson, Ov Me'ovos HaTuma. Four people, it's called Tuma Hayotzolo Migufo. Each of them is an avatuma. Matame odom, the mago b'maso. Matame, another human, by touching or by carrying them. Umatame mishkav u'moshu v'merkav mitachtov. And is matame the mishkav moshu v'merkav underneath it, but also an avatuma. Normally, if you matame something and you're an av, it becomes a rish. So if a zov, zova, neither yoledes will touch something, it's a rish and a tuma. However, if a mishkav moshav, merkav, underneath them becomes an av hatuma. And now it's going to be a very critical thing for us to understand. It's an ava tuma, it's makabel tuma, and it's an exception to the rule of todos saying, thank you very much. And it's an exception to the rule of todos saying, lav ki yotz, or it's called a tuma b'fnei atzma. Mishka v'zvav is tuma. Umedame Madov Al Gabov. Let's leave that. That's not our thing. Okay, now. That is number one. Ram says. That's one. Vov halocha alaf. That was alaf alaf. Vov halocha alaf. Far biyarnu. Shad zov chaverov. That means all four zov zov and nida yoledes. Metame mishkav amoshev umerkav. Va mishkav amoshev echor hu. Mishkav amoshev is one thing. Veloma nema batorah mishkav amoshev. Why the Torah say Mishkav Moshe? Mishkav Aroy L'Shchiva or Moshe Aroy L'Yeshiva? But a Mishkav means something that is Roy for Shchiva, not anything and everything. If I lay down on a table, that's not a Mishkav. It's not set up. It's not set up for Shchiva. Mishkav Roy L'Shchiva, Moshe Roy L'Yeshiva. Okay. But once I have a Mishkav, and once I have a Moshav, when she yoshav a Mishkav, or she shochav a Moshav, tomo. The fikach, and that's why I know, where b'chol makom, I'm not going to say, Mishkav bilvat, who adin la Moshav. Zehu merkav, zehu roi l'rechiva. Something you use for riding on an animal, like a saddle. Okay. And he said, "Parivav alocha beis mishkav amerachu kol echamem ov miovas hatuma shal Torah." They are, each one is an Av Me'olas HaTumah. Apparently, Mishkav is one Av, and Merkav is a different. B'maga, U'matam B'matzah Odom B'masa. Wait a second. U'matam B'masa. So, if you carry a Mishkav HaZav, or you carry a Merkav HaZav, let's say a person doesn't touch the saddle, but is carrying the saddle. Na be mishka, okay. Okay, that's number one. Okay. Okay, now, that's Perek Vav. Reading halachas, brand new halachas. It says, Hazav metames hamishkav hamoshav amerkav b'chamisha drachim. Five ways. Omed yoshev shochev nitlo v'nisha. Five ways. What is mishkav hazav? Depends. Anything that is supporting the weight of my body. I'm standing on it. Yoshev, I'm sitting on it. I'm lying on it. I'm hanging nitla. Let's say there's something I'm holding on to and hanging on, or I'm leaning on it. Now, even if there, let's say, you have a stone, and you have 20 mattresses on top of the stone. And you're on top of the 20 mattresses, the stone is a Mishka Mazov. As long as you are underneath it, and it's part of something that is supporting the weight of the person. Okay. Then, this is type of a tumah. Then the Rambam has in Hilchos Kalim the following halacha. It's strange what it's doing in Hilchos Kalim. Kalim are what? What can be makabel tumah? Odom can be makabel tumah. Kalim can be makabel tumah. And mashkim can be makabel tumah. Odom, Kalim, Ochum and Mashkin, four things in Makabel Tumah. Only something that has a certain level of value can Makabel Tumah. A bride is not Makabel Tumah. An Evan is not Makabel Tumah. None of this is Makabel Tumah. Keli means you have to be able to do something with it, or eat it or drink it, or a Jew. Now, the Rambam writes like this. Eil perch chavdale. Eilu oros. Now, it was very common to take the hide of an animal with the fur, etc., and not necessarily turn it into leather, but to use it as a rug, as a bed cover, and the like. Eilu oros v'stame b'medris. Or shechoshem aleihem v'shitiyah. You have something, use it as a rug. Why? The purpose of the rug is people step on it. Okay. Or Shemenichem al Amitos, Milamala, Lishon Olav, or Shemenichem al Chamor, all of these things don't require Maisa, just the fact I designated itself is enough. Okay, now, then he comes to our Gemara. In Adam Matami B'Medris, Mishkov Omerikov, Enu Shalo. That is our Gemara. Let's read our Gemara now. Pasuk says, what does the Pasuk say? Success. Kol Hamishkov, Shishkov Losov Yidmar. Doesn't mention that if I, any Mishkov, that any Zov lives on, is Tomei as Tumas Mishkov Azov. Chol Kli, Asher Yeshev Lov Yidmar. And any Keli that any Zov sits on, that's designated for sitting. But what is Mishkovo? Lo agozu, says Agamar. So what's that talking about? So we have three shitas we've shown and we have to understand. It gets to the heart. A lot of inyonim, a lot of yisodos and tumah v'taharah. In order mitameh b'medris, my do not make something tomeh. Oh, me merkam shayna shalom. I no gab a mishkovo. Okay. So what about a gazlan? Gazlan mishkov. Now, what did I do? I was gozlan mishkov, vidoras olov, and I stepped on it. But I'm telling you a very interesting case. What's the case? There's a Mishkov that is a bed. Why is a bed a Mishkov? Can become a Mishkov? It's Ro'i L'Shechiva. And instead of laying on it, I stepped on it. The Pasuk says, V'chol Mishkov Asher Yishkov Olav Hazav. It's only a mishkov is tame only if you shoche. What about stepping on her? Below nagi, he didn't touch it. Ara ze tohor. Shishai should buy them tame. Okay. You say I should buy them tummy. What does that mean? If I switch, I need an owner. But if I am just a non-owner and I lay on a bed, I sit on a chair, I step on the rug, don't have to be on it. Look at the examples the Rambam gives. God's on Mishkov, I stole a Mishkov, the Dora stole off. So the Rambam's telling him, interesting, this whole Xeris HaKosov of Mishkov of HaKosov is if I'm using a non-regular usage. I take a chair and I stand on the chair. I take a bed and I stand on the bed. I take a bench and I go to sleep on the bench.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
The halacha Rebbe quoted in Tumas Mishkov
What?
The halacha Rebbe quoted in Tumas Mishka, Parak Zayin Halacha Aleph, the Rambam over there seems to say that Medrash is like some sort of catch-all term. Is that possible to say over here?
Okay, very good. So, Medrash is a catch-all, and Medrash is a specific. So how do you know why? Because remember, I'm not going to repeat in each case. Medrash, Moshav, Mishkov, Nishan, Toloi. When you make a bracha on the lulav, what bracha do you make? Al tilas lulav arava havadasim. No, what bracha do you make? Tilas lulav. What about the other three minim? So lulav is sometimes a specific min, and sometimes it's a catch-all for all the dal minim, right? Sometimes this and sometimes that. Now, he says, Gozal Mishka V'Dorasalo. That could mean I did anything to him. Gozal Mishka V'Yoshev. He has three cases. So, if he was just like Doras is a catch-all phrase, Midras is a catch-all phrase, right? Are we talking catch-all phrases? So just use all the catch-all phrases. But what is he doing? He's not using all the catch-all phrases, and we'll see in a second why not. What does he say? Dozal Mishka V'Darasalov. Belona Gir, Arisatoha. Nishai Shabal and Tomek. One of Mishka V'Yashavlov, Arisatomek. But only Mishka V'Yashavlov. What about Gon of Moshe V'Yashavlov? There's no din of Korbanu. Then in the very same halacha, he has another halacha. Figur Gon of Gamim Shagon of Or. Wait a second. That's the next Gemara. What's the next Gemara? The next Gemara is I took a hide. I can use this for a blanket. I can use it for to put on the back of a donkey when I ride it. I can use a million things. It's very open. I can use it as a tablecloth. I can buy a bunch of stuff with it. So now I have to designate it. Oh. So apparently, what is the Rambam talking about? Designating. Who can designate something? An owner designates something. Now, there is a Torah's Kohanim I mentioned yesterday. Because the Pasuk says, so the question is, maybe the Torah's Kohanim asks the question, what about Yoshev al Mishkov, Shachav al Moshe? There's an extra rebate, Tomei. Now the question is why? It could be because it's all one catch-on thing. What is the Gzeres HaKosev? And this we'll see. Rashi tells us, Rambam, they're arguing and understanding this Gzeres HaKosev. Is it, there's no such din of Mishkov, no such din of Medras. There's a catch-all Medras, there's a catch-all Doras. And that's what Gzeres HaKosev is telling you. Or it's telling you something else. No. You have to be Shochem and Mishkov. But let's say I have a Mishkov, and I want to step on it. Can I turn this foot? Can I turn this now into a midrash while I am stepping on it? Or the fact that it's generally designated as a bed means no. So apparently, I'll show you. Apparently, what does the Rambam do? The Rambam says, this is the Gzeres HaKosev. Only an owner can do it, and only owner can do it. Who can change the bed into a medrash? Who can change the chair? This bench into a mishkov? The owner can do it, because you have to designate. Similar to another halacha. What's the other halacha? I have this hide off the back of an animal. Yeah. You have these bearskin rugs, bearskin something. Okay, have a bearskin. A lot of fur on it. So, who is it? A rug? Is it a blanket? What is it? So there, it's just totally neutral. A bed is made, yeah. When you make a bed, you make it for, what do? You make it for sleeping. When you make a chair, you make it for sitting. Make a rug, you make it for having on the floor to step on. But let's say you have something neutral. So how, and you're going to use it in this fashion. Not that there's any manufacturing process going to happen. It's going to be used in this neutral fashion, but designated for a purpose. He says, he wants to turn it into a blanket. Wait a second. You want to turn it into a blanket? Who can turn this bearskin into a blanket? Who can turn it? An owner can turn the bearskin into a blanket. What about a ganav? Before Yush or after Yush? So what is the Rambam telling us here? And we'll see in Perish Rishnah as he spells it out black and white. Saying no. The Gzeres HaKosev says like this: Kol Mishkov Ashikol Zov Yitma. Mishkov Amatame by lying of it. Moshev Amatame by lying of it. But there's a separate rebuy that says I can temporarily change a chair into a bench into a bed. But who can temporarily change? Who can do that? An owner. Rambam telling us a very important idea here. We got Big Neva, for instance. Question is, where's this idea coming from? Ready? Yes, Rabbi Green.
Rambam's not saying this is working with Shinya Hashem, or the Rambam's saying that once his years have worked even without a Shinya Hashem. Well,
I say like this. Let me take this bearskin. Okay? Now, what am I going to use it for? I'm going to use it for a blanket. I'm going to use it for a rug. What am I using it for? So, what does our Gemara say? Machshava matamos, whatever I want. The moment I designate, the moment I put it on my bed, so, and I want it, and I want to use it as a blanket, it has the din of a blanket. Okay?
So, the thing regarding
the Shinya Hashem. I don't know what's a Shinya Hashem. I don't know. I don't need a Shinya Hashem. Because if it's a Shinya Hashem, then I'm being koned. That's just I'm koned.
You're invited to be.
No. The Shinya Hashem is only the Gabe one thing, and this we'll see back in the Gemara. Long Ramban of the Gemara. Is it the Shinya Hashem, the Gabe Tuma, does that give it a permanent Shinya Hashem? Because then I have. Why? There's certainly a Shinya Hachos of the Briyasa, right? Today I put use it as a blanket. Tomorrow I said, I don't like it as a blanket. It scratches me too much. What I'm going to do, I'll use it as a rug. I can move it around, do all those a million things. Well, my dear man, yes. That is the Lech HaMishnah's Kash. That is, somehow I get a limited bialis. Is that what the Rambam says or not? We'll see. But what the Rambam is talking about, who has the power to designate this? So if it's something's manufactured in a certain way, a bed is a bed. A chair is a chair. So that's on the manufacturing turns this into a mishkov, an emoshev. I go to a store to buy a fancy rug. That's a medrash. What's the purpose of the rug? To be on the floor, people walk on it, right? That's the purpose of the whole thing, right? So that is by its manufacturers, al yidei maaseh. Here, al yidei machshava. Now the question is this, are we doing something with it for kinyan gneiva? But yush at this point, we'll see, go back into the Gemara and see how everyone used the Gemara to this. But right now, what we're doing is, legabe dine tuma v'tahara. Who has the right to designate it, to make it a mishkov, a moshev, a medras, something like? Huh? Who has that right? An owner has that right. That's called mishkovo. Now, once this is so, why the question? You asked a very good question. Someone around 600 years ago, 650 years ago, asked the same question called the Lechem Mishnah. Okay? Baruch Shekivati. He says, what's the Rambam doing here? Rambam Pazim's Yerushalayim Kona. If you need an owner, so, okay. So, there are two ways of answering this. One is we'll see Tosfos answers. Even though Yerush is not Kona, we'll have to, this is a very deep part of Tosfos we'll have to understand. That what is happening in Tosfos? Tosfos, it gives me limited bilis. Why? What? How? Where does this come from? Okay. But there is a Torah's Kohanim. It says there's no gzeres because of Mishkov. Stop. You need it. What is the basis of this gzeres because of telling you something deep? That it has to be a person who has the ability to do it in a, at least a semi-permanent way. And if I am a ganav, and tomorrow, let's say I go into your house, and I say, you know, there's a beautiful bearskin rug. And I want to use it as a blanket. So tomorrow, the owner's going to say, I don't want to use it as a blanket. There's no degree of permanency to how you're designating it. I want to do this for something else. An owner has that ability. But that's what Mishkavos says. The designation has to be made by someone who has an ability to designate it, and he's in control of designating. But if he's designating and the owner shows up 10 minutes later and says, I don't want you doing this with it. So that's not a designation. That's what the Lashon of the Torah is called. Lashon Omer, I'm a Mimlach Tengu. Stand up and get off of it. I want you doing it. What about a Ganav? It depends. If the owner is looking for the Ganav, and he may catch up with the Ganav, so tomorrow he'll tell him, yeah. But once there's Yush, what happened? He gave up. I'm not looking for the Ganav. I'm not chasing the Ganav. Then the Ganav has an ability to make it a much more permanent way. So if you take a look at the Torah's Kohanim and you take a look what Tosfos is doing, they're coming from very different angles. One says there is a limited bilis, one says nothing to do with it. One is a practical issue. Can you have the ability to designate? You can't have the ability to designate. Now, this is two potential ways of understanding it. Now, there's a Mishnah. Let's see. That is quoted by our Gemara. Our Gemara says like the following. Oro Shabalabayas. Mishnah Kalim. So, Machshove Metamotzen, Mishal Avdon, E Machshove Metamotzen. Let's say I have a bearskin, and I own the bearskin, and I decide that I want to use this bearskin as a rug. The moment I decide it's going to be used for purpose X, that gives it a din Kaili. The only thing that can be Makabal Tumme is a Kaili. Kalia means has to be designated for a practical use. Just I'm a bearskin. It's not a Kalia until it's designated for use X, Y, or Z. So once I don't have to do anything with it, I don't have to put it down on the floor, I just have to decide. I'm using it as a blanket. I'm using it as a rug. That's all I have to decide. But if it's a person who's in the business of selling bear skins. So, does he own it? He owns it. But it's really who's going to make the designation. Here's bear skins for rugs. Yeah, the guy walks in the store. Yeah, but I want it as a blanket. The one who's actually going to use it, he's the one who makes the designation, not the person who's selling it. Vishal Gazan, okay. Shagana Machshav Matazan Gazan Engal Shav Matamotsum. Okay, so let us take a look at this Mishnah and take a look what the Rambam says in Perish Mishnayos. Berchavov Mishnechas. Where is it? Mishnah Zayin and Mishnah Ches. Kol mokom sheichsor melacha, that you don't have to do anything to it in order to turn into a keli. Machshav matamos. Kol mokom sheichsor melacha. Hey, machshav. You have to do something until you do it. Oros balabais. Let's see what the Rambam said. Shim choshev al reim li yeshiva nasru uyili tomi b'medrash. Okay. Shalganav shimganav oros choshev alayim l'shchivo kvar k'no'om li'inyan sheyerdu l'tum of mashav to Rabbi Green. What does he say? It's mine only for one purpose. It's mishkovo for what? L'gabe tuma. Not l'gabe kinyin gomor. Set what you wanted to say of Shini Hashem, Rambam tells you, we're going to have to go back and see how to go through the Gemara. Rambam says, don't say what Rabbi Green wanted to say. Okay? Don't say it. Kloma, machsheves hagoza, lefi shaba'aleye makirim as hagazlan. He says, what's the difference between a gazlan and a ganav? Because I'm walking out of the store with a bear skin. Okay? A gazlan comes and grabs it from me. And they want to take it away from him. He says, because there's no degree of permanence. The guy knows who the Goslin is, and he's chasing him, and he's going to take him, he's going to call the police, get me my bear skin back. No, the question is a psychological evaluation. That's something we'll have to get to. Who is Miyayish first? From a ganav or a gazlan? But we're talking about what's the purpose of Yiyush. Rambam is very black and white. Purpose of Yiyush is not Kone Kinyan Yiyush. No, it's not Kone Kinyan. It's mine for the purpose of Tumah V'Tahara. Because no, I can now do it in a semi-permanent way, and I don't have someone chasing me, knocking on the police, knocking on the door, taking it away from me. That is where Yiyush comes in. That's the whole purpose of Yiyush. Had nothing to do with Yiyush Kone.
So then why does the Gemara have to give a different part?
Wait, I said, I'm reading it, and then what did I say? We're going to go back and work it through the Gemara. We're going to have to, the Gemara seems to say A, the Rambam seems to say B. That's what Lecha Mishnah says. How does he work it through? Okay? But Rambam is very black and white. Okay. and that the kinyan is only talking kinyan for one thing. Legabe kabbalas tuma. Now wait a second. If this is so legabe ganev, so Ram has one halacha, sitting on a mishkov or lying on a moshav. So apparently that also is a question of designation. Not only gabe oros, it's all, and what does Yigush have to do with it? All the inyanim of Ganav are one thing. So apparently, I can have to lie on a mishkov. I have to sit on a moshav. Can I change a mishkov to a moshav? I can't change it. I have a chair. So what do? I have a little infant, and I want to put him on the chair for a second. I have a bench. I want to lay down on the bench. So, but a bench is what? Is a moshav. I want to lay down on the bench. So what is that? I want to turn. It could be a medrash, There's a general rule of all medrash, or the specific din of mishkav, moshav, merkav, nishan, v'tolui. So, what is it? You see the Rambam. Who can designate a mishkav and change it from a mishkav to a moshav? Right now, I put this baby down on this little chair. I lay down on a bench. Only an owner can change a mishkav to a moshav, a moshav to a mishkav. I stand on my bed. I stand on the bed. You know, I want to reach something high. I take a chair. I stand on a chair. So all of a sudden, it's not a moshav. What is it? It's a medrash. And who can change it? Only an owner. Or a ganav after Yiyush, because then no one's chasing him and it can be done in a semi-permanent way. That's how the Rambam understood everything. Now let's get back to how Rashi understood it, how Tosfos understood it, and how we each one worked his way through the Gemara. But I just want to show you the different ways in back of it and see how everyone worked it through the Gemara. Yeah, okay, The Gemara is in the middle of Yush Koni, Yush Lo Koni. The Gemara has a problem with carbon, which we'll get to. It says, "My Yisrael Chomeim, it goes on Mishka to Chavri, Hochanam, it goes on carbon to Chavri." The Gemara mentioned Mishkov. Okay. Says Rashi, Mishkovo. Isha sheyiga b'mishkovo, sesukot l'hotzis ha-mishkov ha-gozul, shenasa avatum l'tamei odom. So let us look at the pasuk. Pasuk says like this. The klal is, in Odom can be either an avatuma or a rishonatuma. A keli can be an avatuma or a rishonatuma. Ochan or mashkim can be a sheni latuma. Rishlishi, but a certain sheni. Anything that's metame odom v'kelim is automatically what? An avatuma. So what does the pasuk say? Hanogeya bepsar hazav, someone who touches the psar hazav, yechabis begodov, v'rochatz b'mayim b'tomei ha'orav, v'chi yorok hazav b'tohor. Okay. What happens if I touch a mishkav azov? What does the pasuk say? Not if I sit on a mishkav azov. Doesn't he's a rishon? Why? Because it doesn't say Ruach Hatz Begodav. Ruach Hatz Begodav means what? He is Metame, is Begodav. He becomes an Avatuma. Okay. Now, Rashi says like this. Mishkovo, Isha Shayiga b'mishkovo. There's a cause of the hotzis hamishkov hagosu she'ena nasa avot tumah l'tameyod. That the way Tosus understands Rashi, that if a zov lies on a bed and it's not his bed, so then he's not matame to become an ov. So Rashi is telling you a very deep thing. There's a tumah me'atzmo. And a tindin of Kabbalah's Torah. And that's a big thing, Rashi and Chul and Ayin Aleph on a basis. Certain things, Mishka Bazov is Torah, not its Makabal from the Zohar, itself is Torah. Itself is Torah. And because of that, it's an Avatuma. So the Zohar is not Metameyed. He creates a separate halachic status of a Mishkav Azov. And that's Tomei. A Merkav Azov, a Moshe Azov. But, says Rashi, I can only be Metame Mishkav Azov, Merkav Azov, to become a Tumah B'fnei Atzmo, if I own it. There's a cause of Mishkav Azov. But if I don't own it, not an avatuma. Rashi is very careful and not an avatuma. So apparently comes the rishon avatuma. So I mean, the zov is metameyid, and the zov being an av is metameyid to become a rishon. So Rashi has two ways of a zov being metameyid, a mishkav and a merkav, and a moshav. Either just being metameyid or turning it into a mishkav, a zov, moshav, a zov. Two separate ways. Difference will become an av, a tumah b'fnei atzmo, or it's Kabbalah's tumah. So the Gemara says, "Machshove metamotzim." So the Gemara now. Once the Gemara gone on to Mishkav Azov, and the Gemara is in the parsha of Yosh Kona, so the Gemara Eitzvi Abayi Le'Rav Yosef, Oru Shabal Abayis, Machshove metamotzim, Shabavdim. Shogano Machshav Matzom Shogengan. Okay, says Rashi. Balabayis ain't the Otsi Lamochrom. We shall Avdon her Otsi Limkoy Machshav Matamos. Shogano Machshav Matamos. And the Kanun, the Gemara thought what? Kanun who be Yush. The Kosovas Tam Gneva Yush by him. So now the Gemara says this. Apparently, what is it? He's going to be Yush. So what are we talking about? Whose machshava works and whose machshava doesn't work? According to Rashi, there's a kosev of mishkavo. You're talking about ownership. Okay. I have a vision. Chashav avod ein boch tzar meloch. It could go lekisui chavilo susim prodim kamashotzim oros dubim. Bearskins. My time at this time says, like a Jewish that came to Yod. Chil dvar. Oh. So Gemara, so now we have a machlok, Islam Gzeli Yishbarim, Islam Nevi Yishbarim. So the Gemara says, apparently, we're reading it with Rashi, Yish is Kona. Yish is Kona. Rami on Yish Kona. On the Hochmaya Skinen, Kagon Shikitzon. It's Yush together. Now we're going to back to Rabbi Green. The Gemara at this point of the argument, according to Rashi, Kitzon says what? I have two separate things happening. I have Yush with the Shin Hashem. Okay.
Shechashav alem leitzva dulka bishol itzva ain itzva
Itzva doesn't require anything. The lav kitzua nami matamin or chazin or milsa. A kitzua ain't also a liapos. It's not the maisa. Is not changing functionality. Not changing functionality, so that's not a shiri maisa. Not a shiri Hashem. You trim the edges so it'll look a little nicer, but functionality is the same. It's a shon, it's an itzur, for the love kitsu and nami metama, rachaz in the milsha kitsu and also el yapos. Tell me the itzukotzik, nankl, romokl. Chutz min itzur, not talking about an itzur. Nitna, komok mich nach so am Loch, mach schon mit der Motze, ich schon am Loch, immer schon mal. Kurz mir nicht zu. Oh, mein Rava. What? The question is, what to do with it? So, is Yish Kona or Yish is not Kona? So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara is learning Ganav and Agazin. In Rashi, this fits perfectly. Rashi doesn't know the Rambam's whole other way of looking at things. That depends. It is a permanent designation, not a permanent area. It's ownership and not ownership. Okay. Oh, Milsa, Kashuba, Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, 22 years. See, they were bothered. They didn't learn the Masechta and forget it. They kept thinking about the Masechta. Every time I looked, I think of a story with my Rebbe Zichron Lebracha. What? I remember it was summer. What summer was it? Summer 1965. Long time ago. I was learning Masechta Yuma with it. And told me the whole Mahalach Reb Chaim had in answering a certain kash. And I asked him a kasha. He stops and brings a good kasha. I don't have a parrot's room. Fast forward, 11 years later, it was Yom Kippur. I'm walking home from shul with him. Well, Yom Kippur. So, of course, what are we talking on a Yom Kippurim? So I said, you know, the Rambam says this, Reb Chaim says this, I have a kasha. Looked at me and got very upset. He says, yeah, you asked me that kasha 11 years ago. Every Yom Kippur, I rethink the Reb Chaim, I think the kasha, I don't have a terror. If I had a terror, I would have told you about it. Means someone really cares to understand Torah and something bothers him, it bothers him until he has a terror. Like a story of the Brisker Rav. Rav Shach was once by him in an evening. And they talked something, and they ended up with a very difficult kasha. They couldn't figure it out. So it was at 2 o'clock in the morning, Brisker Rav has a teretz. He woke one of his sons up. He would go to Blaze's house, go to Rav Shach's house, and tell him to come here, I have a teretz for the kasha. 2 o'clock in the morning, man sleeping. Brisker Rav says, I guarantee you he's not sleeping. So they go knocking on the door. Shach's awake. Bring him, Brisker Rav tells him a teretz of the kasha. Fine, good, fine. Goes back. So on the way, his son comes back and says, how'd you know he wasn't sleeping? He says, after such a kasha, I knew it wouldn't let him sleep. So people bother. If you're interested in Torah and it really bothers you, it's going to bother you. 22 years it bothered them. Didn't say 22 years before and he found that there are 22 years. For 22 years he had this problem. That's one thing. You see, if it bothers you, it bothers you. Something else you see. You don't have to have a terrace for everything on the spot. You have it bother you for 22 years, you really get a terrace. For if he had the chosh of Rav Yosef Bereshu Pirkos Shin Hashem Shinim Maisa Tom. Shinim Maisa my time, huh? Okay. Shin Hashem and Shinim Maisa, it is a Shinim. Okay. We'll get to that. Now, once the Gemara has said that, so it's Yush together with Shin Hashem and Shinim Maisa. So, the question is, so Rashi says, okay, it says Tosis. Okay, now let's see what Tosis has to say. So according to Rashi, okay, there's nothing special. Problem is we're going to exactly the Kasha was, how the Rambam's going to deal with this, because the Rambam says, just walks right by the whole thing, this has nothing to do with Yesh Kona and Yesh Kona. It depends on permanent designation, not permanent designation. What's he going to do with the Gemara? That's going to be a problem. We have to see how to work with the Gemara. Tosis has a problem with Rashi. But we'll stop here. What I want to do begin on Sunday, Mitzvah Shembli Neder, is see, I told you the Rashi and Tosis in Chulin Ayin Aleph on the base. The Rashi and Tosis talk about Tumah Bifnei Atzmah, or to a Kabbalah student.